Derech Eretz Kadmah LaTorah, one step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Schoonmaker, and this week we're focusing on the midah of being dan l'kaf zchut, of judging people favorably. Yesterday, we spoke about the phenomena of being critical of people who are not in our inner circle, or, you know, the extreme manifestation of it being xenophobia. Today, we're going to look at a different way of explaining the Mishnah and Avot. The Be'er Avot teaches us that the context of the Mishnah, Aseh lecha rav, make for yourself a rabbi, k'neh lecha chaver, acquire a friend, ve'vedan et kol adam l'kaf zchut, judge all people favorably, there's another way to understand the connection. Some people choose their rabbi, which represents their role models. They choose their friends. And then they become critical of those same people. And some of us, we fall into the trap of being very critical of our inner circle. You know, the stranger, the person who we don't know that well, is not somebody who we look at critically, but our own loved ones, our families, our community leaders, we kind of take out our magnifying glass and we say, that's my rabbi, and that's how he talks to his children. That's my child, and that's how he dresses. That's my friend, and this is her attitude. And some of us become particularly critical and judgmental of those who are in our inner circles. Yesterday, we spoke about the fear of strangers, the outside, you know, the outsider. And today, we're talking about something which often happens to perfectionists. Perfectionists hold themselves to a very high standard. And therefore, they tend to also be very critical of their loved ones. If anybody who reflects them has to also hold themselves to a very high standard. And just like they're critical of their own imperfections, they're often critical of the imperfections of those who are closest to them. I always bring the example. You know, yesterday when we spoke about Shemfilpo Hirsch, the example would be a mother taking her child to the park. And, you know, there's some kids from a different school, different community, different nationality sitting in the park. And she says to her son, Yoni, Yoni, don't play with those boys over there. They're not our type. But the opposite phenomena, what we're talking about today, is somebody who says, Yoni, why can't you be well-behaved? Look at those boys over there. They're so well-behaved. Why are you being so wild? And the Mishnah is warning us, acquire your inner circle. Do not be critical of people who are in your inner circle, because some of us tend to destroy our loved ones with all of our criticism. So this is something we have to be very careful about. And we have to make sure that we're not doing this. Really, what this mission is doing is asking you to evaluate, who are you most critical of? Is it your outer circle? Is it your inner circle? I once gave over this idea and a woman started sighing. I said, what's wrong? She said, I'm critical of both my outer and my inner. And what we're being asked to do is to look at patterns. Are you critical of leaders? Are you critical of people who are very simple under you? People who are more powerful than you, less powerful than you? Just to look, some of us are critical only of one particular person, that one relationship that we find very threatening, and everything this person does, we criticize. So really, this mission is asking you to look for patterns in who you're critical of, and to try to own that, and to try to think about how to reverse that pattern, and to not have a toxic attitude towards anybody. There's another perush on the in Pirkei Avos that explains that really the Mishnah is giving you a maintenance, how to maintain relationships. Aset lecha rav uknel lecha chaver. But if you want to maintain those relationships, hevedan is called dam lekaf zchut. Nobody likes to be around critical people. Thank you for learning with me today.